News Talk 1620, WTAW, visiting with Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department. Not very often do we have to address fire safety tips when temperatures are well below freezing, but we're going to hear some of those suggestions after we get a recap of a house fire that took place in College Station earlier today.
We got a call at about 1443 hours of a fire in a single-family residence at 113 Sterling Street. Our first unit was on the scene at 1445, and they reported heavy smoke and flames from the rear of the residence. We were informed by a neighbor that there was no one at home, so we didn't have a life safety problem. We were able to pull a large diameter hose line and actually get a pretty good knockdown on the fire, considering how much of the building was involved. It was called under control at 1514. Unfortunately, there was damage to a large portion of the living area of the home and the attic space. Family of four was displaced by this fire, but they're being assisted by the CART team to make arrangements for the evening and to see their immediate needs.
Owner-occupied or rental?
I believe it was owner-occupied.
Too soon to determine where it started and how it began?
Yeah, the fire marshals, deputy fire marshals are over there investigating right now, and right now we don't have a specific cause.
Who reported it?
Passerby saw the smoke and the flames and reported it to the 911 operator.
This is an older neighborhood. Just checking to see if any neighboring homes or structures may have been threatened?
No, the way the wind was blowing, any extension would have been across the street, and there's kind of a empty lot next door, so we didn't have a problem with any what we call exposure fires.
Any particular difficulty because of the temperatures?
Well, we did respond an extra engine company over there so we could have personnel, we could rotate them out. It's a good question about the temperatures. Fortunately, the protective clothing that our personnel wear to keep the fire out also helps to keep the body heat in. So this time of year, that's a good thing. It's a different problem we have to deal with in the summer with people getting overheated. But we do try to keep a close eye on all the personnel and try to avoid any of those environmental-related injuries, either too hot or too cold.
And it's more common during the summer of triple-digit heat that we bring up this subject. It's not very often that we have sub-freezing temperatures to be concerned about.
Certainly. The increased body temperature is always a bigger problem for us than the possibility of hypothermia, but we definitely have to take that into consideration, especially when it's this cold and we're out there spraying water and our people get wet, too.
And not only that, but it freezes awfully quickly, and that's a slip and slide danger.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We really didn't have that this afternoon. Fortunately, like I said, they were able to get a pretty quick knockdown. We didn't have a lot of runoff or anything like that. But you're definitely right. If it's a large fire, we're flowing a lot of water and we're getting a lot of runoff. It is a hazard, and it's also a problem with the equipment, too. You know, hoses freeze up, couplings freeze up, tools become slippery. So the environment is something that we definitely have to take into account and keep an eye on our people for safety reasons.
And again, stressing that this fire is under investigation, but because of the temperatures, if I could have you segue a little bit into some reminders to protect ourselves from having a fire situation that might be attributed to the cold weather.
Certainly. At this point, the cause of this fire is under investigation, but we would like to take the opportunity to remind all the citizens that in periods when the weather is like this and the temperature is very cold, to exercise extra caution, especially if you're using maybe some non-traditional heating devices, wood-burning stoves, space heaters, and things like that. Space heaters especially, we see people using those a lot to augment their heating systems in their home. They need to be 36 inches away from combustible materials. A lot of the space heaters we see are electric. Don't use any extension cords with them. They pull a lot of power, and most extension cords that people have around aren't designed to carry that type of load. It's best to have a newer heater because they have a safety switch. If the heater gets knocked over or something like that, it shuts the heater off. So we need to take extra cautions and don't use anything non-traditional to try to heat. Don't try to use your cooktop or your oven to help heat your home. Definitely no temporary devices that are fuel powered, like propane or anything like that, because of the possibility of carbon monoxide buildup.
The other thing I was thinking about, the carbon monoxide, for those who might think about burning wood, whether it's a fireplace or a wood-burning stove, same sort of danger.
Definitely, definitely. The thing you have to remember is anything like a fireplace, a wood-burning stove, even if it's designed well and properly installed, it needs fresh air in the combustion process. So you always have to have some place for fresh air to enter the house. A window cracked or open just a little bit or something like that to get the fresh air in to help with the combustion process.
Thanks again to Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department for the update regarding this afternoon's house fire and those reminders to help us from being a fire victim during these sub-freezing temperatures. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.